This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Jharkhand, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections will end this evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on Wednesday. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the India bloc are making last-ditch efforts to woo voters in favour of the party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with BJP workers in Jharkhand under the campaign Mera Booth Sabse Majboot. Mr. Modi said that a double-engine government is necessary for the rapid development of Jharkhand. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah held election rally at Saraikela. Party leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma addressed a public rally in Jamshedpur. On the other hand, senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren criticized the NDA government for neglecting Jharkhand's interest during his tenure. Speaking at an election rally in Husseinabad, Palamu, Mr. Soren accused the NDA of halting several key development projects in the state. Meanwhile, polling parties have been dispatched to the polling stations from today. The Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said polling parties have so far been sent to 225 polling stations across five districts. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved three projects of around 726 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, Odisha and West Bengal. These projects have been approved under the expansion and modernization of fire services in the states. The Home Ministry in a statement said that the committee has approved around 148 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, 201 crore rupees for Odisha and nearly 377 crore rupees for West Bengal. The government has allocated a total of 5,000 crore rupees under the National Disaster Response Fund for the initiative. The ministry said proposals of 15 states with a total outlay of over 2,542 crore rupees have already been approved. The Home Ministry further said that it has taken several initiatives to ensure effective management of disasters in the country. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today announced that a new campus of Indian Institute of Foreign Trade, IIFT, will be opened in Dubai soon. While virtually addressing the 57th convocation of IIFT in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal emphasized on the pivotal role of the young graduates can play in securing a bright future of India. He quoted the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and said that India's future is in the hands of can-do generation of the youth. The minister said that today a young India is full of confidence, standing before the world, and they have the opportunity to shape the destiny of 140 crore aspirational Indians. Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jayashankar has highlighted the need to strengthen trade ties between India and Russia. He delivered the keynote address at the India-Russia Business Forum in Mumbai. Russia's first Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov was present on the occasion, along with other dignitaries. Dr. Jayashankar informed that currently the trade between the two countries is worth $66 billion and expressed confidence that it will cross the $100 billion mark by 2030. Russia today denied the reports claiming that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin held telephonic conversation following the Republican candidate's victory in last week's presidential election. Speaking at a daily media briefing in Moscow, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov dismissed the claims, stating that no such conversation took place. Earlier, several media outlets reported that U.S. President-elect and Russian president held a telephonic conversation recently. In Japan, leader of the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, Shigeru Ishiba, was re-elected as the country's prime minister today after securing the most votes in both houses of the Japanese Diet. The Japanese parliament, known as the Diet, convened an extraordinary session this afternoon to elect the prime minister. In the run of voting in the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Ishiba outperformed the leader of the major opposition, Constitutional Democratic Party, Yoshihiko Noda, to become the country's 103rd prime minister, despite falling short of the 233 majority threshold. In women's Asian hockey champions, match between defending champions India and Malaysia is underway at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.